Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company for Dwayne's World. Dwayne's World for On Deck Business Loans. Up to $250,000 with On Deck Business Loans. Head back to your calls very shortly on that open line. Thanks to Werribee Kia for a little bit of Lost in the Wash. And Chris Anstey to join us later to talk some NBL and some NBA. So looking forward to having a chat to Chris. And don't forget, you can donate. The goodfridayappeal.com.au is where you can donate. goodfridayappeal.com.au or 1-300-277-325 to donate to the Royal Children's Hospital Good Friday Appeal. It's officially a sellout this afternoon between North Melbourne and Carlton, which is great news as well. And you can catch every game of round three across the SEN network and on the SEN app on AFL Nation. And you can sync the commentary with your TV using SEN Sync on the SEN app. So on Sunday, if you want to listen to the SEN commentary instead of me on Fox doing the Richmond game, well, you could just flick me down and flick SEN Sync up and get a coverage involving our gurus from SEN, including David Schwartz, AFL Nation superstar, former Melbourne Gun. He's back on SEN. It's good to have his voice and his presence in the house. Welcome to you, David. Great to have you back.
Thanks, Dwayne. I really appreciate it and great to be with you.
Yeah, it is nice to be with you. It's nice to have you back on the weekend. Which games are you doing on the weekend?
I've got the blockbuster, Western Bulldogs v. the West Coast Eagles.
Looking forward to that as well. It might be as one-sided as my Richmond-Sydney game, but it could be a couple of good games on the weekend that are a little closer than that. What about your old team, the D's? I had a call about them and a few texts about them earlier. D's and Port, Saturday night.
Yeah, oh, look, I think Port are playing pretty well, aren't they? And with Stephen May out, they do look a little bit lean down back. Petty certainly helps, but I watched them live last week, Port Adelaide, and they just seem to have gears. I thought they could have belted Richmond if they actually stuck to their guns a bit earlier. They got three really interesting forwards. You've got Charlie Dixon, who, you know, is a mountain to move, and then you've got Marshall, who's a great leading player, and then you've got Finn Lason that's got all the tricks. So they've got three really big tools that can do all different things. So, they're the real deal. I think they'll beat Melbourne on the weekend. I'm a bit worried about my mob against them over there. It's never easy. And as I said, with Stephen May missing, and he's such a good player for Melbourne and such a vital part of that back line. So I'll be tipping Port Adelaide with that one with a very heavy heart, unfortunately.
But do you think your mob will be all right later this year? I mean, with May back, do you think they're still a contender?
Oh, yeah, I do. I think they've got enough quality through the midfield. They've got, you know, undoubtedly one of the top three ruckmen in the competition. They've got probably two of the best six midfielders in the game. And they've got a really solid back line. If their forward line happens to click and they can find a couple of other avenues to go, and Pickett gets busy, and I'm really impressed with Chandler, actually. They missed last year two finals matches by a kick, so they haven't lost a lot of play. So, no, they're in it up to their eyelids if they stay fit and healthy.
What did you make of last night?
Gee, I was disappointed in Brisbane. I thought Collingwood's pressure was outstanding, but I thought Brisbane would come out firing. I was super disappointed in their big blokes. I thought Hipwood was as bad a game as I've ever seen him play, and I thought that Joe Danaher was almost, you know, sitting with him doing nothing as well. So, Yeah, I was, other than Lockie Neal, I didn't think too many flew the flag. And, you know, when you're zipping three and you're at home in front of a full crowd against Collingwood, I thought there would have been absolute fireworks and they would have shown the same intensity that Collingwood showed, but they weren't on. And I don't know what's going on with them, but they looked ordinary. And hopefully, Brisbane haven't, you know, set Collingwood alight and they become a real head, you know, handful for the rest of the competition.
This afternoon, Roos Carlton, a sellout. Most of us believe Carlton will win, but we'd like a good game. What do you reckon the Roos can give them?
Yeah, I think they're young kids, Dwayne. I'm not sure if you saw them live last week, but they were damn good in that first quarter. You know, they're going to be able to play spurts of footy. They're not going to beat Carlton. Carlton will be too good. They're just starting to ramp up. You know, Wiedering back in a Marchbank. They're going to be a very difficult side to beat. I like them. I like the way they play their footy. They take the game on. And with Harry Mackay and Curno up there, you just know they're going to kick a score. So, now Carlton will win that one and win it well. I just want to see the same, you know, the same bit of flair that North Melbourne showed against Fremantle in the first quarter last week.
And it's an eight-point game tonight. I can't see, the eight's not going to be big enough for Fremantle and Adelaide. It's a pretty big game, especially perhaps for the Crows, who started so poorly.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you see their list, Dwayne. I look at Adelaide's list and I go, yeah, it's okay. There's, you know, there's a
pretty
couple
good
of really good players. Yeah, I look at the, I thought they excelled last year for what they had. I didn't have them in the eight. I thought that they were probably one side that was going to slide. But Fremantle, if Luke Jackson plays well, I think he's that good of a player when he's going that he can make, you know, probably two or three spots on the ladder difference to Fremantle. If he's having a poor year, you know, that's how influential he is. So, no, I think Fremantle are the real deal. They'll be top eight and they might even be up a bit higher, maybe top four. So, no, they should knock over Adelaide quite easily.
And Essendon St Kilda's a hard one to tip?
Yeah, I think the outs for St Kilda are enormous. I think, you know, with King and Henry out, you know, and I know Essendon lose right, but I'm going to tip the Bombers. I'm going to tip an upset. For some reason, Dwayne, and I don't know why, but I just don't respect St Kilda enough at the moment, and I don't know why. It's just a feeling I get. It's not because, you know, who they've got or how they're coached or anything like that. I'm a bit like Adelaide. I look at their list and I go, yeah, they've got some good players, but there are some holes in that side as well. So I'm just going to tip Essendon on a bit of more gut feeling than probably brains, and thinking they might get the chocolates this weekend.
And Essendon's one of the teams we've talked about that are in the hunt to improve and make the eight. The Cats are the other one. What are you making of Geelong? We expect they'll probably get the Hawks on Monday, but what do you make of them?
Yeah, it looks like they've done a power of work. They look fit and healthy, and they're happy. You know, you just got to watch Hawkins, the way he's running around. He's like a 12-year-old at the moment. He can't stop smiling, and you know, Ollie Dempsey coming in has given them, you know, given the old fella a bit of a spark. And then you got Jeremy Cameron, who is just an enormous athlete. And you couple him up with Mark Blitzovs, who's probably the ultimate athlete for football. And they don't seem to be getting any older. So, now Geelong are always well prepared. You know they're going to turn up. And I think they'll be back in the eight this year. I really do. I think they've just got that, I don't know, whether the preparation was right or what they've done, but it looks like they've done a ton of work and they're ready to go.
And you were one of the great key forwards of the comp. Where do you rate Tom Hawkins? We've sort of had him on a line with Jack Riewoldt. His entire career is, they've got kind of the same record. They've been around the same amount of times, kicked roughly the same amount of goals and played in roughly the same amount of flags. It's been an amazing career. He doesn't have the 10 or the 13 goal game to go to his name. He's only kicked eight at his most, but he's been consistent.
Yeah, I think with Hawk, he hasn't got an 8 or a 10 against his name because I reckon he's the most unselfish full forward I've seen. He's as giving as any player. He would have given away 30 goals just in the goal square to other players just to get them involved in the game. Not only is he a great player, but he's a great person. And you just know how much he's loved and adored around the Geelong Footy Club. But remember, too, he's played in a bloody good side. Like, yeah. You know, if you're a full forward and you're going to play in the last 15 years, I want him to be playing with Geelong because he would have got some great delivery and he's had great players around him. So, No, he deserves every credit he gets. He works hard. And remember, Dwayne, I reckon 5 years ago, maybe even 7 years ago, his career was on the brink because of that bad back problem he had. So
yeah,
he's had to work his tail off to get back.
Talking to David Schwartz, if you don't know the voice, he's back on SEN. He's back doing some commentary on the weekend. He also works heavily in the addiction space, and addiction and drug use has been on the agenda this week. David, I know your company still works with a lot of people in this space. What have you made of the last 48 hours we've had?
Yeah, I've read it with interest. You know, we get a lot of people through the rehab centre with drugs. Alcohol is the most prevalent, and then the drugs and gambling are second and third. What have I made of it? I think the saddest thing for the game is that we have developed a culture of lying and deception for the players, and it's a protection model to enable them to miss a game and then play the next week. And from a addict's point of view, and I'm not saying any of these players are addicts, but from an addict's point of view, that's the biggest sign that, you know, that danger's imminent, that it's going to happen, that when you start lying about what you're doing, that's when things start to go wrong. When the doctor, who has, you know, studied 8 to 10 years to get into that position, and then he has to, I'm not saying he's going to tell boobers, but he's got to tell a story to the coaches and to the footy club that this player's out because of a medical reason, and he's out because he's been told that that the players use drugs. I just think it puts the doctor in an awful position. I think it puts the club in an awful position. And I think it reiterates that the drug policy has just been, it's been a band-aid over a broken leg for a long, long time. Well, either we scrap it all together, which I totally disagree with, or if we are going to do it, let's have some accountability and some transparency that if players are using, they step out for a month, they get better, because in rehab, 28 days is a sufficient time to actually turn your life around. 60 days is better, but 90 days is the best chance. But 28 days gets you to turn your life around. I think missing a week is basically saying, all right, young fella, you've done drugs, but that's okay. We'll get you back next week. I think it's a really bad culture. I think it's a really foiled situation that the players, coaches and clubs are in. And when people are putting in hundreds and thousands of dollars, and millions of dollars in some cases, into footy clubs, they want to know that their players are actually clean and doing the right thing. So, no, I think there's a few issues with it. Hopefully they sort it out. I think the Players Association is too strong when it comes to bargaining with health issues. I think there should be specialists that make those decisions, and it should be in conjunction with the Players Association, but the Players Association should not be pulling the strings.
So they're going to look at it in June and July, revamp it, and bring in a new system for next year. I don't think they'll scrap it either. I'm with you on that. Would they? Well, I would advise them to tap into your knowledge base. I mean, the more people you ask, the better your own knowledge base is. So asking someone like yourself would be a no-brainer to me. You're of the belief, so if you put your hand up match day, then you tell the world the truth, and that is I'm out for either a mental health or a substance issue, and you're out for a month minimum.
Yep. And within that month, you got to go and get treatment. Whether it doesn't have to go to a rehab centre, but you got to go and see a psych or go and see a psychologist or a doctor on a regular basis. And you got to tick the boxes before you're allowed to back and play again. And if you have tested for drug, if you have put your hand up because you've taken drugs, then you undergo stringent drug testing throughout the rest of your career. Not once a month, or, you know, once every 6 months or once a year. We're talking every second week you're getting tested. You give up your right. You forfeit your right to be drug tested like every other player. And I think players would quickly understand that this is a serious code, and it's a serious program we have in place. It's a privilege to play AFL footy. And if you want to abuse it, well, you can go and drive a truck. But actually, you probably can't drive a truck, because if you do drive a truck, heavy machinery, you're going to be drug tested as well on a weekly basis. And if you test positive once, you're out. You lose your job.
So the bottom line is, do you think there needs to be a bigger deterrent? Plus, you also need to help them mentally with their health So you get have as much help as they're getting now, but there needs to be more of a deterrent.
Yep, yep. Yeah, I think missing a week is just rubbish. You know, there's no deterrent there. Dwayne, if just say a player makes a mistake and goes out and gets on the coke and comes into training on the Thursday and says, oh, I've been on the coke, I shouldn't be playing. No worries. Okay, it's a huge mistake, but it's going to be 4 weeks, just like it is when you decide to bump rather than tackle, you suffer the consequences. And we've got to remember it's illegal, and we've got to remember grassroots footy and everything we're trying to do for our kids. I don't want any member of the Melbourne Footy Club being allowed to play footy when he's when he's drug induced or he's been on the gear and, you know, carrying on like a clown. So I don't want my membership money going to a player like that if he's not going to work on getting better.
David, great to have you back. It's good to have you on my show. It's good to have your knowledge to be able to tap into. You know this space better than just about everybody else in the AFL. So hopefully they do give you a call when they're working through this in June and July. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk soon.
Love you, Dwayne. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
David Schwartz, Melbourne superstar, AFL Nation commentator. Catch every game of the round across the SEN network and on the SEN app and on AFL Nation. And you can sync up the commentary with your TV using SEN Sync on the SEN app. Still a bit to come, including Chris Anstey in about 10 minutes from now.